Can we get happiness today for free by volunteering that's equal to what you would get with a $50,000 pay raise? I'm Jerry Banfield. Thank you for listening to day 127 of Happier People Podcast. I'm here to explore an idea that's extremely helpful as a part of my life. Ultimately, what more does each of us want than really to be happy? Aren't we hoping that by paying our bills and getting by or getting an education or getting that new car or finding the perfect partner or being the perfect partner or having children? Aren't all these things really a means to an end to be happy? Don't we want to just experience the abundance, the fullness of life? That's why I started this Happier People podcast, is to talk about accomplishing our main goal on this planet. I don't know anyone who the bottom line of their life is not to be happy. And I don't mean happy in terms of euphoria, like where I'm on top of the world and everything's great and I'm celebrating and it's a crazy party. I mean, like, just thankful to be alive. You might call my idea of happiness more like gratitude, where you're just feeling that life is good, that everything's okay. To me, that's a feeling of ultimate happiness, is peace, the peace of God, that everything is as it should be. It's okay. What I've found is that volunteering for an hour on a daily basis is the huge happiness boost I've been looking for in my life. In fact, according to the data found in a book called Happy Money, created by a group of happiness researchers who've looked into the connection between happiness and money, $25,000 in pay, at least adjusted in the United States or adjusted if you're in a different country relative to whatever that buys you in your country, $25,000 in the United States in pay is fairly difficult to live on if you are trying to live out on your own, have your own house, and have the American dream, so to speak, whatever that means today. Now, if you're living with your parents, sure, $25,000 might be quite a bit of money. If you're trying to support a family, $25,000 in pay is challenging if you don't have a lot of help. What a lot of us think is that if we got a pay raise, say to $75,000, that we would be way happier. According to the data, people who make about $70,000 in the USA are the happiest in terms of income alone. Making more money does not make you any happier. And I've made all over the pay scale. I've made less than $20,000 a year, which was some of the unhappiest times of my life. I've made in the $70,000 range, and I've made well above that. And what I've learned is that once you get enough money to be comfortable, to have the basic necessities of life, to have your bills paid and a little bit of money in the bank, more money doesn't bring any more happiness. The difference in making $75,000 and $250,000 is nothing in happiness. The difference between $25,000 and $75,000 is very real, as things are comfortable. Here's the amazing difference, though. You might think you have to work really hard if you make $25,000 a year or a little bit more or less to up your pay so that you can make $75,000, or that you might feel it's hopeless. Well, I'm just never going to make $25,000 because I'm 70 years old and I'm trying to retire, but I just need a little bit more money to get by. I'm never going to make $75,000. And that's great. There's great news. According to the data, if you volunteer, and for me, I volunteer an hour a day, if you volunteer, that will bring you as much or more happiness than making more money. And the great news is you don't need to do anything to volunteer. You don't need to go back to school. You don't need to work hard and make sacrifices. You can volunteer today. Now, yes, you might argue in order to volunteer an hour every day, you might have to trade something else. You might actually be able to trade some of those extra hours you're working. According to the data, People who volunteer are just as happy as those making the ideal amount of money in terms of happiness, which is about $70,000 a year. The amazing thing I've found in my life is that when I volunteer, I am more balanced, that my mind doesn't go so crazy, that I'm less likely to feel isolated and lonely. And that's a miracle in my life today, and that is priceless. Making money doesn't bring happiness once you've got the basic comforts of life. If you volunteer and make $75,000 a year, according to the data, you can pretty much have everything in your life in terms of happiness. And I have such a happy life today, in large part because of my volunteering. If each person would volunteer, if you specifically, each person starts with you. If you want to change the world, the change starts in you. If you volunteer 1 hour a day, that produces a massive miracle for the world through the ripple effect of other people seeing you volunteer an hour a day. They start volunteering an hour a day. If each of us volunteered an hour a day, that would fix most all the world's problems. We'd have time to go do things like watch a child who doesn't have any parents around. We'd have time to do things like take food over to people who are hungry. We'd have time to sit there and love and help people who are miserable and struggling. That's the nature of my volunteer work. I look at going to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting every day. That's my volunteer work. Because most of the days that I go, I'm in a good mood, I'm sober, and I'm there to be of service to someone else who's not, who's having a hard time staying sober, who's miserable, who's frustrated, who just needs someone to love them unconditionally. Now, some days I go in, my mind is completely lost it, and I'm the one that needs help. I'm the one that needs to be recentered. And on those days, it's most critical I go. I call this volunteer work because I don't get paid for it, because it's purely an hour of time that I give out of service. And in fact, I put a dollar or two in the basket every day. It actually costs me a small amount of money to go every day. What I've noticed is that my life has been way better since I've started doing this work. Now, why do I do this exact volunteer work? I do this because this is what my past has given me the best qualification to do. According to how I've lived my life, I can help very powerfully with other people who are struggling with alcoholism. By comparison, if I try and go into, say, a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, well, I haven't personally, thank God, yet, so have struggled with drugs. If I go there, I don't have as much help to offer. If I go to help with breast cancer, for example, well, I don't have a personal breast cancer story. I can't relate as effectively. I'm sure I could be helpful. But the most powerful opportunity I found to volunteer is go to Alcoholics Anonymous one meeting a day. Even on a day like today where I'm going to Disney World with my family, you might think, well, there's no need for me to volunteer today. Why bother to take my time to go volunteer today? I got up at 6:30 in the morning. I don't normally set an alarm. I have one of those lives you hear about that I used to think was a fantasy in college, where I don't have to get up for an alarm every day. My daughter's an alarm. Whenever she wants to wake up, the rest of us wake up in the house. I don't have a job to go to, and neither does my wife that's outside of this house or that requires us specific hours. My daughter's kind of my wife's boss, so whenever she wakes up, that's like her alarm, and then I get up too. What I have learned is that when I skip my volunteer work, I start being less happy immediately. Within 24 hours of skipping an opportunity to volunteer, I start feeling selfish, I start feeling lonely, and I start feeling isolated. Now, I have learned that when I start feeling that way, I also am tempted by all kinds of other things in the world. I'm tempted to overeat. I'm tempted to get mad and cuss someone out. I'm tempted to drive bad. I'm tempted to be in a hurry. I'm tempted to, especially when all these things start adding up, I'm tempted to get mad at my wife. I'm tempted to go get a drink then to take the pain off. I'm tempted to go look at adult movies to escape how I'm feeling. I have all kinds of temptations that volunteering helps to minimize. Because when I go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, I feel like I've done something good. Even if there's no one there that per se really needs my help. And yes, I recognize it's an anonymous program. If I'm not at a meeting, things will go just fine without me. I think that each of us has an opportunity to volunteer. And I think when I look inside at my problems and the things I've struggled with, I see which opportunities uniquely I am most qualified to help with. For example, if you've been struck by breast cancer in your family, you might be able to do a really amazing job volunteering, helping with the charities and organizations that need help. There's all kinds of opportunities to volunteer. There's as many opportunities to volunteer as there are opportunities to be the volunteer. My wife doesn't go do something like outside volunteer on a daily basis. Sometimes volunteering just means showing up and helping out with your family. My wife helps out and takes care of our daughter all day, every day. She goes over and helps with her family across the street, makes them coffee, hangs out, asks them how they're doing. Volunteering doesn't have to be in a strictly volunteer context. This is something that was difficult for me to process most of my adult life because I thought you had to volunteer specifically by showing up at a charity at a certain time. And I thought the only time anyone would want to do that's when you'd got in trouble and needed to do volunteer work to get out of a traffic ticket or to look good for your job. And I thought the only time you could volunteer is in a specific context that was socially labeled and explained as volunteering. Taking care of a parent who's dying could be an outstanding form of volunteer work. Now, you wouldn't label that as I'm showing up and volunteering, but that to me is a very effective form of volunteer work. I trust that when I share the system, the idea behind this, the package that this is in, that you can adapt this to your exact situation. I've shared this with you because this is one of the biggest things that's made a difference in my happiness in my life. And I think a lot of the thing that drives many of our addictions, whether it's an addiction to a substance or a compulsive behavior or to a relationship, which to me, I see that this is very common. I would say most people have some kind of unhealthy addiction to a substance, a person, or a job, or to a compulsive behavior that if A happens, I must do B, even if B is not good for me. I find today that volunteer work breaks out of that addictive mindset. It allows for a reality check. For me, it's kind of like the third prong on a plug. The two plugs are my daily life, the in and the out, the alternating current, the ups and downs of life. And that third plug on the bottom, at least if you're in the US, that's how our plugs are designed. I realize plugs around the world are a little bit different. Some don't have a third prong. You're like, what the heck are you talking about? A third prong. In the U.S., we have this third prong. The alternating current goes in and out of the two. And then the third prong is purely for grounding. That means if there's a little short or there's an overload or something happens with those first two plugs, then the third plug is there to help manage the unexpected or the out of control to help keep things grounded. Like when lightning strikes the ground, it gets grounded. Jerry, that doesn't make any sense. All right, we'll just move on with that example. When I go to my AA meetings every day, I feel a deeper sense of connection with all human beings. And what I've learned is that it helps me to also make sure I spend time with my family, my wife and daughter, and whatever other family is available. I find that it's important for me to make sure I show up for my volunteer work, that even missing a day of it, I start feeling not as happy. And why is it important to feel happy? The most I can do for the world is show up as a happy person each day, because happiness is contagious, just like being pissed off and mad is contagious. If you don't believe me, just go around being serene, and the next time you get mad, see if you can tell which person you caught it from. I bet you will know exactly who you caught it from. Well, I can't believe this guy said this to me, or he did this and she did that, and now this is why I'm angry. I'm angry because this person was angry first and they gave it to me. Happiness is just the same way. When I'm maintaining and doing my part to be happy, when I walk into a room, every person in the room is impacted by, you might say, the sunlight of my soul. And when I go in a room where other souls are also in the middle of their sunlight, we all magnify and kind of sing together, and it brings everyone's energy level up, so to speak. I find when I'm a happy person, I make better decisions. When I used to be a sad, sick person lots of times, then I often would do things that would keep me in the middle of being sad and sick. I've found it takes a lot of people volunteering to even help one person. When I first came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I was sick and miserable and didn't even know it. It took people for months sitting there listening to me say all of this crap. It took months of them sharing things over and over and over again for me to start feeling loved, to me starting to feel like I wasn't a disgusting person, for me to start feeling like I wasn't alone. And there's all kinds of opportunities for that today, whether it's in family, it might be a friend. You might have a friend who's starting a business, who has no money to pay you, who might really appreciate you volunteering and helping them out with it every day. There might be a hospital nearby with people who are sick who would love to have you go volunteer. One of the things I've confronted in the last few years is, what do you do if your wife dies? Your wife and your daughter now are such big parts of your life. What do you do if they die? What's your backup plan? One of my backup plans is to go volunteer somewhere at a hospital, volunteer somewhere where I would be really needed, perhaps with sick children or dying children, where people might not think to go volunteer there, that might not be where they'd want to go distribute their volunteering time because of the sick or heavy or scary or awful or sad nature of it all. That's my backup plan, is if something like that happens, I would look to plug in with another volunteering opportunity, because I feel like we each are meant to be connected to our fellow human beings. We are meant to be plugged into other people's lives. In fact, this whole idea of me having a life separate from other people is an illusion. The sick and miserable times in my life have been characterized by me not caring about, not being vested in other people's lives. Thinking about, what do I want to do today? What would make me happy? I've asked that question so many times that I've finally got some better answers. What makes me happy today? It's giving and being of service to other people. I've asked that question so many times in my life that this is the answer I've found. Volunteering makes me happy. But it doesn't make me happy in a straightforward, logical sense, like where you might think of, well, if I buy this new purse or I buy this new video game or I buy this new car or house, then I'll be happy. It doesn't quite work the way that is. It almost doesn't make sense that I certainly didn't go to my first AA meeting hoping that I'd be happy. I went to it to get out of trouble. But what I found were a lot of happy people sitting there who knew how to live without drinking. And then once I found that, then I kept going back over and over again to be there. And then as I realized that I had a better life, I discovered that when I worked on being a better person, when I focused on what I gave to other people, happiness then would just simply seem to come out of nowhere in my life. I get a little bit happier every time I do some volunteer work. When I go to a meeting and sit there and share my experience for the benefit of others for maybe 3 minutes, and where I listen for 57 to 60 minutes, other people's experience, and I simply give people attention. One of the main things a lot of us are deprived of today is really being seen. I'm amazed I can do something like go to Disney World and feel like the only people who notice me are the people I bump into and I'm in their way. That to most other people, I'm simply invisible. Or at best, that I might be noticed for a second based on the shirt I'm wearing or my face, and not that someone recognizes me from online, but just, oh, that's a man, or that's a certain haircut, or, oh, he's a good looking, he's a young man, or some judgment like that. What I've learned in my volunteer work is to really show up and be present and see other people. To see the whole person, to not just see what they're wearing or how their face looks, but to see into their soul, to really sit there and pay attention and look at someone and be seen. A lot of us are so lonely that it feels like almost like we're being burned when someone looks at us. Because we really are. We're in the middle of our little dark cloud of our lives, and we're holding on to our misery like a blanket that we've wrapped ourselves up in. And when we come across a happy person who's radiating the sunlight of love and joy, I've seen lots of people, as I've been a happy person most of the last several years, I've seen people, it's as if they wilt when they see the radiant love and joy coming out of me. They go like this. They put their head down. They literally do anything to not see me. Because it's like when the sun comes up. God, that's bright. Get it out of my face. Oh, God. And I used to do that too. If I was miserable, which I was a lot of my adult life, I would stay away from people who are happy. Like it was a disease. Like, oh, I don't want to catch that. And I stayed away from volunteering as well, because the kind of people who show up to volunteer are usually happy to begin with. And when they're not happy to begin with, they often will show up and volunteer like I used to. I'd go volunteer for charity to look good for a girlfriend. Oh, yeah, look, I'm going, yeah. Or to look good for some girl I was dating, or to look good for a job, or to get out of trouble with a job. And then I would stop going immediately because, oh, God, there's too many happy people where I'm volunteering. I don't want to catch whatever they've got. If you are open to looking at your life and saying, you know what, I want to be happy. I want to get through the day and not feel like I'm hanging on to this miserable existence, just praying to die someday and hoping that there's a heaven after this. If you look around and say, you know what, I'm tired of waiting. I want to have a happy life today. Then I suggest, based on my own behavior, a opportunity to volunteer is the most effective way to get going with that. And you might not get it right the first time. You might go to some 12-step meeting and realize maybe this isn't my best opportunity to volunteer. You might go show up at the hospital and volunteer, and you might think, well, I don't want to do that either. And then you might go try and help a friend with their business. Well, that's not quite right either. The main thing is the effort. The main thing is showing up and trying. I tried plenty of different ways to volunteer in my life, and until I went to AA, none of the other ways I volunteered made apparently much difference. However, the first charity I got involved in was in 2013, it had some scandal and stopped going, it stopped doing what it was doing. But that was the first time I really volunteered because I wanted to. It was a cause I really cared about, related to prescription drug abuse and all, and addiction and dying from that. The lady who started it's daughter had died from prescription drugs. And I cared about that. And I don't think it's a coincidence a short time after that charity went under. And then I had this void where I was used to doing just a tiny bit of volunteer work, which I originally only started doing because I was trying to look good and get a client out of it. That's the only reason I started volunteering at that charity. And maybe on some level, I had a attraction to the whole addiction thing and having people in my life who struggle with that today. I was drawn to a little bit of the service aspect in it with a lot of the selfish motivation. But thankfully, when that charity went under, I had this void in my life and I was attracted again to go show up somewhere that I might be able to do some good. I remember the thought that I was desperate and praying to God saying, look, I'll do anything to get sober. And then I had this thought, maybe one of those AA meetings would be anything. Maybe that would be something you could do. And the thought that got me to definitely commit and go was that I might be able to help other people get sober. Now, picture how crazy that is. I'm in bed with a hangover, a god-awful hangover, having thrown up blood, gambled $500 away online the night before, and I'm sitting in bed, laying in bed, thinking I could help someone else stay sober? How ridiculous is that? And yet, that thought that I could help someone else, that got me to take action. Even as I was in the middle of being sick and hurting and frustrated, I thought I could help someone else. And that motivation got me to go, and that motivation keeps me volunteering every day. Now, sure, I miss a day here and there when I'm traveling, but I try and minimize the days I miss. Because I know it's all too easy for me to get so selfish, I completely forget about other people. It helps me to have something concrete to do every day that it's intolerable to sit in an AA meeting in the middle of selfishness because you have to listen to other people talk for an hour. And just like going to any other meeting, it's intolerable to listen to people talk for very long if you're in the middle of being selfish, which is probably proof that you're not completely in the middle of it or you wouldn't have listened this long. I'm grateful today that so many people have volunteered and to help me have a better life, that now I have a better life and I am fit to volunteer to help others have a better life on a daily basis. I was thinking about critical activities in my business, and this podcast I do, I feel, is also volunteer work. I do this to give the best of what I can each day to be of service to you in having a happier life. Why? I mean, even that's selfish. Why do I tell you all this? Because I'm giving you what I want to get back. When I'm having a bad day, which isn't very often, well, when I do have a challenging day, I want to get back all this love and support from the world. And it's funny how quick I get it back. And I want to have a world filled with your gifts. When you are empowered and are a happy person, you are giving the world all these gifts. Hey, I want to receive and use the gifts you give me. My exercise for today is to remember how grateful I am that I have the opportunity and the willingness and the ability to go volunteer on a daily basis today. And to continue looking for little ways I can volunteer today that aren't in these strict mental routines like going to this meeting counts as volunteering and doing that does not count as volunteering. To keep an eye open for a way I can volunteer in a very simple way today, whether it's letting someone go in front of me in line or whether it's realizing that I need someone to help me and asking them and giving someone else the opportunity to volunteer their service for me today. Thank you very much for watching this. If you're on Facebook Live or on YouTube or on the podcast, I appreciate you being here with me today. I'll be taking a trip to Disney, and then I will try doing the podcast on my iPhone tomorrow. I appreciate you motivating me to share this today, and I hope you have a wonderful day.